ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and interesting question. This question is about the benefits of fasting. As you know, this is the month of Ramadan. The month of Ramadan is a month in which we have been obliged to fast. There's a lot of, you know, virtues for this month. This is the month in which the Holy Quran was revealed. It's the month in which it's also the month in which the Quran. It's the month in which the Quran was revealed. It's the month in which we were obliged to fast. It is the month in which the night of ordainment, the Laylatul Qadr, the famous Laylatul Qadr, occurs. So there's a lot of virtues to this month. Like we said, one of the virtues of this month is that we are obliged to fast in this month. Knowing the benefits of fasting, the spiritual benefits of fasting, its physical benefits, its worldly benefits, it encourages us to, you know, to get up and go fast. So today we're going to look at some of these benefits. In a beautiful hadith, Imam Baqir alayhi salam has been reported to have said, "As-siyamu wal-hajj taskinul qulub." The fast and the obligatory pilgrimage, the Hajj, both of these pacify the heart. They bring peace to the heart. Right? This is a lesser known benefit of, you know, fasting. We think of fasting as giving health to our bodies, it being healthy, being a healthy activity. You know, a lot of people, even non-Muslims, you know, for religious reasons, they perform intermittent fasting. You know, they'll fast one day and then, you know, not fast the other day. There's different forms of fasting, you know. And of course, these are all obviously not the reasons for its formulation, for its legislation, but these are some of the benefits of fasting. All right, but one of these benefits, one of the spiritual benefits of fasting, which is lesser known by people, is the fact that it brings peace to the heart. You know, this is very important in especially today's world, where, you know, a lot of people are becoming afflicted with different types of mental anguish, depression, sadness, and, you know, a lot of people are experiencing mental, you know, sickness, illnesses, and these kind of things. Aside from, you know, counseling and these kind of things which can help alleviate their pains, one of the ways that can help them is fasting. Fasting is one way that we can, acquire peace and tranquility. In another hadith, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, "Verily Allah, blessed and most high, says, the fast is solely for me and I reward for it." Right? Meaning, this is very important, and it says that fasting is a act. This is very interesting, that the fast, in contrast to the other acts in which we actually actively do something, fasting is an action in which we don't do anything. We don't eat, we don't, you know, do these kind of things. So if nobody were to say that he's fasting, it's possible that other people might not even know that he is fasting. Right? So it's an act which is more proximate to the station and the maqam of tranquility, of sincerity and ikhlas. And for this reason, Allah says that the fast is solely for me and I reward for it. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the benefits, spiritual and physical, of fasting. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.